Yep. Beautiful day back here, especially in the 70s.
Well, we're not having that. In fact, today, yesterday was a gorgeous day, but today it's raining. Cloudy and raining.
Liquid sunshine.
What was that?
Liquid sunshine.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, we'll... time our... the farmers... enjoy all of this. We should have a good wheat crop this year. With all the rain.
We were talking about wheat last night when I went to the church about the weight loss program. And he was talking about good old raw wheat that's not overprocessed. And this man buys whole wheat by the bagful, and he makes bread. And they're going to have a bread making class. I'm going to miss it.
Huh. Wow. Well, you're very blessed to be able to get a hold of that wheat now. It's not genetically altered?
I don't know. He didn't talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. You know, wheat is what I can't have.
Right. Now, do you have celiac disease?
Do I have what?
Celiac disease.
What is that?
That's when you have a gluten intolerance.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I've never been told that. I've just been told that I'm allergic to wheat.
Okay. You know, I don't do well with wheat when I eat it. It makes me weaker.
Really?
Now, a few months ago, I made cream of wheat for breakfast for Mark and I. I felt great before breakfast, and afterwards, I felt like someone took all my energy away.
Well, I just haven't noticed something like that. But anyway, I try my best to stay away from it once in a while. Now, like Saturday, we went to the Republican convention delegates, and they served us our lunch, and the only choice you had was Subway sandwiches. So I threw away most of the bread, and anyway.
Good morning.
Best I could do.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
Ruth. How
morning.
Are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Like Monty is on.
I'm here.
And Craig.
Yes.
Good
hello.
Morning, Craig. Are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Can you hear
nice
me?
Nice to have you with us. I guess some must have gotten our message.
Yes.
So, Craig, would you like to tell everybody where you're from and whatever about you? Why are you coming to the call?
I'm from Huntington Beach, and I'm curious as to what the call is all about. Woke up this morning, looked at my iPhone and checked my email, and there was the call, and it was time to get on, so I got on.
Well, good. We're glad to have you with us.
Okay.
I sent that a little late, so that maybe some other people will join us during this week that we haven't had here before. So it's time for us to be getting started, so let's do so. So I think we're going to have to have the chimes because I mislaid my postcode, and I will find it later for the rest of the week, but I don't know what it is for today, so I came on the participant one. I'll try canceling them and see if I can. Just 1 second. Well, I guess maybe everybody has a host code, or else everybody can do that. Okay, so they should be off. So, good morning, good morning. It's a foggy morning on Bashan. And so let's get started. I'd like to welcome you all to our call. We have been learning very much as we started it back in January, and so learning every day. There are so many things that we have to learn about our body, and some different kinds of chimes are on. Sorry about that, you guys, if you can hear them. And learning about them, then we've been be better prepared to make choices. And so it is our mission. I got to get my little buttons going here. I'm Ruth Williams and live on Vashon Island, and we have a great team here that helps us at these different calls. Our mission is to help others to educate, and ourselves, to educate, simplify, and motivate ourselves and all those we can reach to follow a path that leads to better health. And our company is ZCAN. We're partnered with Healthy Child, Healthy World, and we're both dedicated to a toxic-free environment. And we have pretty much these, we have these slides, which are health style tools, so that we can use them as we talk about whatever subject we have decided to talk about on that day.
Ruth?
Yes?
Could you speak up a little bit?
Thank you. I thought I had this inside my mouth, but is that better?
Much better, thank you.
Okay. I have to practically eat the thing. So, what we have, one of the things that we have talked about a lot are the toxins. And last week presented the idea that toxins are poisons. And so we don't want to share our in a gas chamber. We talked about the allergens. We talked about some of the different things that these toxins do to our body. So we have bad choices over here in our air, and an answer for that over there here in our water, and we have an answer to that with our NECAM products. I'm just covering these kind of briefly as I build up to what I want to talk about here. And then we have some of the things we eat are toxic to us, and that's what we talk about a lot on this call, and try to learn to better control what we eat so that we will stay healthier. We have the bad choices and some of the results down here, and shorter life, and shorter and worse lifestyle. And over here we have some of the good choices that we can eat. And we talk about those things a lot on our calls. So, along with the vital health things, we have the things that that we have in our lives that might be causing inflammation, and we have NECAM's answers. Now, last week, I was thinking about this. Every Friday, Monty comes on. He does a review on what we have all talked about during the week. But he doesn't. Then nobody reviews Monty. And so I decided I would do a little bit of a review. Basically, just Monty was talking about listening to our body and finding out what it's telling you. And he sent, I think, all of us, so at least he sent to me, and I'll send to the rest of you, the different kinds of quizzes that are he found online that you can look and see how high your level of toxicity might be by looking at, or if that's a problem, I should say. If that's a problem, based on the different things that you might be noticing related to toxicity. And so, and then he had one for inflammation, he had one for the thyroid, he had one for magnesium and essential omega, and he went through them so we could note how many, just make a tally of how many of those things we had a problem with, and so then we might want to find out more about inflammation or magnesium or thyroid and what we can do about it if we think we might be having a problem. Well, and today, I decided to talk about, I think we could take that with kind of a quiz with biodepletion. I mean, decided to talk a little bit about that, because May 11th and 12th, we have Dr. Naidu coming to this area, and this house in particular. Well, it's not supposed to do that fast. Okay, quick before it changes. So we're going to talk here about a factory. And here's our factory. And in order for this factory to be able to run properly and produce its products, it has to have raw materials. And so then the raw materials maybe are out in the mountains or somewhere. And then it has to be able to transport those materials. Has some kind of a truck that will take those materials, or obviously got in a different truck, to that factory. And so then the factory takes those raw materials and converts them to products, which it can then put in its storage warehouse so that they're ready for shipment and to whomever might need them. And then down here we have the customers. They might be a little small, different kinds of stores. It depends on what kind of store there it is and how it works and what it sells. Or it might be, and so here's a whole row of them over here, and all the different customers. Some of them might call for some of the same things. And so here's a phone, and when the customer or store needs the product from the factory where it needs it, well, what does it do? Calls up the factory to the warehouse and says, hurry, I need some of this product. Maybe it's even electricity, maybe it's water, maybe it's, depends on the kind of factory. I thought I had some notes down here, but I guess they disappeared. Anyway, if they're a hot dog stand, certainly they're going to need hot dogs. They're going to have the things that make their store work. And so then the warehouse calls, they don't just instantly appear over here. They have to call up the transportation system. And so they call up the transportation and say, hey, UPS or FedEx, come and get this package and take it over to here. And it makes a package and wraps it up, and it actually puts a label on it, of course, and an address, tells what it is and where it's going. And so so now we have a factory, and our factory is our skeletal system, and our raw materials are the food we eat, Caldense here, and our factory needs to have the calcium and the minerals primarily for the food, and there's a lot of vitamins and things that help it to be able to work. And here's our factory over here. The factory processes the raw materials, and it makes our factory stronger. But then it also stores them in our warehouse here. And here's our warehouse, is our skeleton also. And so now that these raw materials have been converted and are in our skeletal system, they're also have customers. And here are our customers. Our brain needs these raw materials. Our heart needs these raw materials. And our gut or our intestinal system, if we're going to digest anything, we're going to have to have some of those raw materials. If our heart is going to beat regularly, it's going to need those raw materials. If our brain's going to think clearly, it's going to need those raw materials, those products that have been converted here. And so it has to take the telephone, and it calls up to the skeletal system and says, hello, bones, please send me some calcium and some minerals over here. I can't be running without them. And so then, of course, the bone warehouse has to call up FedEx or the transportation system. Whoops, I must have forgotten to uncover that one. I did this about late. Just a minute, let me go back. I don't know if I can get that uncovered. So I'll show the picture. Well, when I fix this, behind here will be osteodense, of course. I'm
I think it is behind there, but I can't get it to move. I forgot to move, to dissolve this transportation system. So behind here is Osteodense, and that's the FedEx truck, and it carries it over to the customer. And so that is the story of the way our factory works. And if we have toxins, we're going to have these different kinds of problems, blood sugar problems, breathing problems. These are some of the things those poisons cause in our body. And the result is that after a while, these inflammation causes these diseases. We've been talking about inflammation pretty consistently on our calls. And I don't know if we want to, we probably want to pick all of these that we don't want to have. And so we need to do something about it. And so we want to get our pure water and our pure air so that we won't be getting all those toxins. And if our transportation has bio-deplenished, as it does, we have depletion as we go older, but even in younger folks. We notice these things and listen to our body. And here's Dr. Naidu, who invented, you might say, the osteodense. That is our transportation system. And, of course, if the transportation system is there, there's no way to get the products or that we need from our warehouse, the bone system, to our heart and our brain and every cell in our body. And so it's really very important that we have that. And I know that there are some folks on here who have noticed some symptoms of depletion and noticed some help with the osteodense. Does anybody like to share that?
Well, Ruth, I think everybody's heard my story, but...
I think Greg has.
What?
Greg may not have.
Well, anyway, I had atrial fibrillation, and I ended up in the hospital. I'd passed out a couple of times, and I ended up in the hospital, and they wanted to put a pacemaker in me. And I said, no, I sleep on magnets. Well, I finally convinced the doctor I had to stay on my magnets, so he had the technician from the company that produced the pacemaker, Boston Scientific, and they called me, and I told them what my problem was, and they said, oh, that's not a problem, because inside the pacemaker, all they do is turn off this device, and then you can be around all the magnets you want to. So with that, I went ahead and had the pacemaker put in. And then they put me on medication for atrial fibrillation. Well, it was just very shortly after that Nikon came out with Osteodense. Well, I understood that Osteodense was for strong bones, and it didn't connect with me that was critical for my heart also. And it was when I heard Jerry White explain on a CD that if you do not have calcium in your system, that all electrical sparks have to have calcium present to get that part of the body moving. In other words, your digestion won't start without a electrical spark. And if calcium is not there, it will not start your digestive system. Well, I said to myself, my goodness, my whole problem has been electrical when it came to my heart. And so I started taking the Osteodense. I started taking it, and I was already taking the Nikon calcium. And I knew at that time I had to have lots of them. So I started out with the Osteodense. I took two Osteodense, and my thinking for that was, what they recommend on the box is one a day, but that's for somebody who is healthy. If you already have a health problem, this was my reasoning, I needed to up the Osteodense along with the calcium, which I did. And for those of you who may not know, when you have a pacemaker, they check you. Right at the first, they check me every month. and I have never again had atrial fibrillation. There was a couple of times when I either forgot or I purposely tried to back down from taking Ostudent. Whenever I did those things, whenever I forgot to take it or whenever I tried to back down, I did have an episode with my heart. I did not go into full atrial fibrillation, but there was a distinct racing of my heart. So I know for myself, and I can't say that this is what every other human being needs, but I know for myself that I have to have Ostudent. It is critical for me to be able to have good health. And I am so appreciative of Dr. Naidu, of the things that he studied and has been able to design to help us in our quest for having a healthy body.
Thank you, Karen. That is really some story, I think, and it's not the only one. I know that I have had, you talked about the digestion, and I found that I was getting to a situation, I was just only taking one Ostudent, and I got to a situation where I just kept getting worse and worse digestion. I felt like I couldn't eat anything, and because my digestion was so poor, and especially lower intestinal, and that I guess my food was just getting down there and had no ability to continue to digest, as I apparently was missing that spark as well. So another friend of ours said something to me that she could not, we were at church and she said she couldn't eat because I asked her why she wasn't eating. She couldn't eat because she ran out of Ostudent. So I said, well, what does that have to do with it? And so she told me that she had to have two of those every day to be able to digest her food, and then otherwise she couldn't eat because she just couldn't digest it. I went right home and took two, from then on, two Ostudent every day, and the same thing happened. Suddenly I could eat apples, I could eat anything, and miraculously it digested. And very much spoke to me about the way that this Ostudent is a carrier for our minerals, and our every cell in our body needs them. And we all know that, but what no one knew, and what is completely new that Dr. Naidu has brought to us, is that we are depleted, we have to have something to replenish it, and there's never been anything. Bio-replenishment is something he calls an entire new area. If they're not a nutritional, they're a replenishment. And so it's very exciting to be able to help people to learn about that, and together with some of these other things we're teaching them, to be able to help people to have just a healthier, longer, and very much healthier life. Does anybody else have something to share?
No, but I want to know if you take two Ostudents in the morning or if you take one in the morning and one at night.
Good question, Kathleen.
Yeah, I take them in the evening because I was told that that's, in fact, Dr. Naidu said that you will absorb it better in the evening. So that's when I take mine.
And I take mine, one in the morning and one at night, because I think I get better absorption by taking them separately, spreading it out. And also, always I've had better digestion in the morning, and so I take one in the morning and then one at night. And I wanted to really absorb it, I guess. Make sure I was absorbing my calcium, so I've always taken some in the morning and some at night, and that works for me.
Now, I do take calcium in the morning. I take two calcium in the morning. I take four calcium at night when I take my Ostudent.
And what you have to do is experiment with your own body, because we're all different, and see what works the best, and also with how many calciums or whatever supplements you're taking, see, like, if I don't take calcium, well, I'll have cramps in my feet and my calves. So I have to know that I'm going to take, if I take a certain number, well, then I don't have them. So you just experiment and see what is enough. And you probably want to not just stay right on the edge. You want to have a little extra. Make sure you have plenty, but not go right way overboard.
And you know what, along with that, what Ruth just said is so true, because I take more calcium than the average person. But if I don't take it, I notice that my body, especially my legs, will hurt. And so I learned a long time ago that I needed more calcium than the average person. But everyone has to listen to what their body tells them.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh,
I'm
down.
Oh, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I heard that you should take the osteodanx with food. I don't know about one in the morning, one at night, but the food helps it get absorbed better, the digestion process.
Yes, Craig, I've heard Dr. Knighty several times say that.
Yeah,
and I always eat mine with my dinner, with my meals. Anything else? Anybody?
Well, I was going to say about Larry with his, he was having trouble. We were living in a two-story house, and he was having trouble getting up and down the stairs. I mean, he was literally pulling himself up by the railing, and it was the muscles, the big muscles going down the side of his legs that were hurting him so bad. And we were at your house, and he talked to Dr. Naidu about it, and Dr. Naidu suggested that he double up on it. And at the same time, Larry had a torn rotator cuff, and he was seeing a surgeon for that. And make a long story short, he doubled up on the osteodense, the whole pack here, all three, to help his muscles in his legs. And then we went to, and that went away within a few days. He was literally running up and down the stairs. I mean, it was amazing how fast that quit hurting. Then a few months later, he had his MRI and went back to see the surgeon after we had come back from a trip, getting ready for the surgery. And the doctor came in and said, you know, Larry, I can't believe this. He said, that tear isn't as bad as I thought, because Larry had had x-rays previous. And he said, if you were my dad or my brother, I'd suggest you get a little, you know, take some, do some physical therapy on that. He said, you'd know right away whether or not that, you know, you would still need the surgery. And Larry went and did the physical therapy, and it was absolutely amazing. He's never had to have surgery on that shoulder. And he couldn't raise that arm, past his waist, until that. So we got back in the car, and all of a sudden it dawned on us that it had to have been the osteodense, because he had been taking it from August, September, October, and this was first in November. He'd been taking it for over 3 months. It's so pretty amazing. What a coincidence.
Yes.
But, you know, it goes where your body needs it. It'll go there first. You know, it moves the minerals around to where your body needs them first. So.
And that might not be the bone. Sometimes
that's
people
right.
go in and have a bone scan after they start taking this after a month or two, and it hasn't changed, or maybe not even as much there, but it's getting it. I mean, if your heart's really, really needing it, or whatever cells, then it's going to go there. It's going to supply it, and so it might take a little while to get caught up, especially if you had about 10 or 11 kids. Okay, so... If any of you have anything else you want to say, I'm just kind of going to go through a couple of other slides here in a review. We talk about things to avoid. No matter how much osteodense and calcium and good food you're putting in your body, excuse me, I think my body's telling me I did eat something I shouldn't have. If we're intaking toxins through our food, MSG and all of its different names here, and if it says MSG free, you better start looking for some of the rest of these words here, because they decided to rename it, and so now instead of MSG they have spices, and that's the most common one. Matter of fact, I added that to Dr. Blaylock's list. I think this is Dr. Blaylock's list. Here we go. And I added the spices because I find that that's the most most often disguise used. And so we do not want to be eating MSG, and because no matter whatever else we eat, if you're eating MSG, you're poisoning yourself, and particularly poisoning your brain. Along with that, there are foods that have high fluoride content. And then, of course, there's water. If you don't clean your water, you might have water in your food. And also to avoid the genetically modified foods, probably all of you know that you need to avoid those. It says organic, it should not be genetically modified, but guaranteed is certified organic right now. If it says natural, that's completely irrelevant. This can't even be natural because it's not on the tree anymore or whatever. This is just a water slide. Here's a slide that has been very helpful to us. The one that helps us to stay more alkaline so that we are not acidic where the cancer cells and all of our disease type things like to live in an acidic environment in our body. And so we don't want to be over here. So if we eat something that's, I mean, we're going to eat some eggs maybe or some fish or whatever. These things are not pH high. They're pH low, which means they're acidic. And so if I'm going to eat my eggs, I make sure that I probably have some oranges or maybe some watermelon or papaya. Frequently, oranges or bananas, which are over here on this side, to balance it out, so it can stay at least neutrally, pH neutral. You guys, if you have a comment, as we're going through here, a little review for Monday and what we do here. Here's our chart that tells us about how much to eat and when to eat it. For breakfast here at the beginning, we're going to eat no grains if we want to stay on an anti-inflammatory diet. Matter of fact, Dr. Blaylock says we don't really even need grains in our diet. But if we have our vegetables and fruits and some protein, then we'll be very healthy. You know, and several different people have mentioned the Mediterranean diet as being really close to that. Our smoothie, well, if we drink a smoothie for whichever meal we might like to have them, or have two of them. We want to have some vegetables in there, keep it pH balanced as well. And by having a smoothie, then it helps people, especially helps us to absorb what we're eating. The important thing is not what we eat, but what we absorb. And so using our very superior body balance products in our smoothie, and lots of a little bit of fruit and some hidden vegetables. You can put anything in there, and you can't even taste it with that fruit. I didn't realize until fairly recently how well fruit covers up some of the other flavors. You can get the food down the kids because they will never know they're eating spinach or broccoli. I've been putting broccoli in mine lately, just the last couple of shakes. I was always afraid to put broccoli in there because I thought it would be too strong of a flavor, but I couldn't taste it. I put a pretty good serving in there. Couldn't taste it at all with all I had in there, apples and...
Ruth?
A little bit. Yeah, Karen?
Just Friday, I had visited my chiropractor, and I was telling him about doing my smoothie, and I throw in the broccoli and the lettuce and the spinach and whatever I have leftovers from the day before for our evening meal, I'll throw that into my smoothie in the morning. And he says, well, that's all good and great, but he said he'd learned that when your body has gone all through a night of fasting, that to break that fast, the best thing to introduce to the body was your fruits. And then to introduce the vegetables later. And I wanted to ask you and everyone, have you ever heard this? Is this a true concept, and is it something that I should, because I could just make my smoothie for lunchtime, you know, the one that I've been doing. But I just want to know, if does anybody else know about this concept that you should be eating vegetables later in the day and save.
I have heard this concept before, Karen, but I haven't heard it like from Dr. Blaylock, who's my bottom line. Also, just as, again, understanding how our body works or how our own body works is something, because if it's all fruit, the glycemic load is going to be higher. And so then you're getting so much sucrose or fructose, and that's still sugar. And I feel like I like to keep my carbohydrates down and not have all those carbohydrates at one time. And so by adding those other vegetables, then I feel like I have a better balance. And we can see if anybody else has any comment on this. Okay, everybody comes out with these different philosophies. Matter of fact, I was really tempted to get you know how a bull is led around with a ring in his nose?
Yeah.
I was kind of tempted to get one and see if I could find a person with a ring in their nose and hook a string on it and said, have we been led through history of what we're supposed to eat with a ring in our nose? And this person says this, and then we go here, and this person says that, and we go there. And I was thinking about making a slide like that, but I didn't have time to do them all. And so I'm just showing the factory of how our body works like a factory. And as a result of thinking that, because if we know how our body works and we listen and know how to listen to our body, then we won't be somebody with a ring in our nose. Every time somebody says something different, oh, don't eat any meat, and don't eat any of this, and don't eat any... eat all this way, and don't eat any oil. And what have we been through? Oh, look at this miracle food, white bread, going back through history. So we've been just kind of led, and we're so led, people in general are so led by the advertising. Oh, we must be trying to eat all these drugs. Look at this. If I can't sleep, I should take a drug. If I have to do this, I should have this drug. What happened to, was it Nancy Reagan? Just say no to drugs? And we better come back to that. Anyway, I think we've been led around with a ring in our nose. And so we need to educate ourselves so that we learn to listen to our body and learn to know what it's saying and what we need to do about it so that we won't be led around like a bull with a ring in his nose.
Well, but that's exactly why I brought it to this group, because I figured some of you might know whether that is a correct concept or not.
And so good. There's a value for us. We're all working together to learn these things and bring them up and find out and explore that. So it was a good question, I think. So here's our health style 10 points, and tomorrow. Karen will be covering this a little bit on the call. It's a time for us to report that we've been getting our 10 points a day with our water, with our sleep, with our exercise, our nutritionals, and our meals, how are we doing based on the choices we make. And where is that little chart? Next page. So our health future depends on our choices. Our checkup. So Karen will cover that tomorrow morning, and we look forward to it because she's always good, as are the rest of our presenters. So does anybody have anything to add before we close? So have a great day, and a great Monday.
Great call, Ruth.
Thank you. You have a good one, too.
Well,
very
you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love your slides.
You like my slides?
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Yes.
Thanks.